I've come to relieve you. I trust the prisoner hasn't been harmed. Too much? Good. We're still trying to identify him, but his fingerprints have been removed, and his retina scans don't match anything either. Still, it's only a matter of time before we find out who he is. Either he's with the Resistance, or at the least, he's a decent-sized criminal. I've got 6 hours alone with him, though. I may be able to torture his identity out of him before then. At the very least, it'll be a lot of fun. Now, get out of here. If you hurry, you might be able to get out of the building before his screams start. Well, you've gotten yourself into quite a bit of trouble, haven't you? You tried to make it through a checkpoint with forged papers? They were very good forgeries, but forgeries nonetheless. The forger got sloppy, though. They used the same authorization code on two sets of documents. That's why you were brought in. Then, with all the weapons and the other equipment they found, they knew you were someone big. So, things are looking really bad for you, I'm afraid. I should probably mention that I know exactly who you are. I don't need to wait for the identification programs to get back to us on that. You're the Resistance head terrorist. Well, that's at least how our government labels you. They say you kill innocent people, that you rape women, that you're an animal right across the board. Officially, that is. Not too many people in the government know that this is just propaganda to try to keep people from sympathising with you or your side. But I know the truth. I know a lot of things. Fortunately for you, I'm also with the Resistance. Hey, it's okay. You can start to look relieved now. This is a rescue. I'm sorry I couldn't get here sooner, but I couldn't show up for work early. That would have looked suspicious. I knew that our computers were inefficient enough that they couldn't identify you that fast. Your face isn't known too well outside of some people in the Resistance. They were waiting on a DNA sequencing to show who you were. I'm going to walk behind you in your chair now and put a lockpick in your hand. I could unlock your cuffs and leg irons with my keys, of course, but they'd wonder how you got my keys. This way, it gets blamed on the guy that searched you when you came in, and he's an ass anyway. It would be his fault and not mine. He'll be the one thrown in the brig, or worse. Well, I can keep being a secret member of the Resistance. Now hurry up with those locks. I know you won't have any trouble with them. See? Now, just wait for the circulation to return in your hands and feet. We have several hours before my relief arrives. If they'd realised who you were, this place will be swarming with guards and soldiers. But for the mystery guy, it's just little old me. Well, not little. I'm fairly tall for a woman and this uniform is a little big on me. The government can never be consistent with sizes, or even with sending you the right size in the first place. I specifically chose my biggest one to wear into work today. Now, they might be a little tight on you, especially around the shoulders, but I think you'll be able to make it work. You can walk out of here in my uniform using my ID badge. The guard on the front desk never even looks up as you swipe your card on the way out. Or what do you mean, what am I doing? I'm taking off my uniform. Weren't you listening? Yes, I'm a girl. Wow. I guess your reputation as a master spy is well deserved with these expert powers of observation. Yes, I'm a girl and I'm taking off my clothes. It seems your reputation is true. Not the one about you being such a horrible criminal. The other one, known only to some in the Resistance. You're actually kind of modest and a bit of a gentleman. Really? You're going to turn your back as I undress. I think you're carrying this a bit far now. I mean, it's cool to know that chivalry isn't dead, especially given what the world has become, but we don't have time for that kind of thing. Except, actually we do. My replacement doesn't show up for almost 6 hours, so we're not in that much of a hurry. Still, turn around so I can give you my clothes. Thank you. And it's okay to look. I'm a tall, athletic woman just wearing a bra and panties, while you're a healthy young man. Do you like what you see? Yeah. I know this isn't the time for flirting, except we're playing roles here. You're playing the role of the terrorist criminal, and I'm playing the part of a government soldier. You've just broken free of your restraints using the lockpick you smuggled in. Then you overpowered me and made me remove my uniform so you could disguise yourself when you leave. Of course, once you saw more of my body, your darker side started to assert yourself. Or at least the darker side of this criminal identity the government has built for you. You're all alone with a beautiful woman who has been tormenting you physically. You know that no one is showing up for hours, and even if your reputation as a rapist is just more government lies, everyone had heard about it. In short, it's going to be pretty damn suspicious if you don't rape me before you go. I am not being crazy. I'm trying to preserve your cover and mine. Realistically, a man of your reputation would kill me for what's happened to you in the last several hours. If the next shift finds you gone and me with nothing worse than a black eye or something, they're not going to buy it. Not with your background and with how attractive I look. We both know the stories about you aren't true, but this is the only way where I don't draw suspicion. No one would believe I'd be part of this if you raped me. Now, you're not really going to rape me. It's with my full consent, although they won't know that. It's just going to be some rough sex to give the doctor something to verify once he examines me. Then I get a few nights in the infirmary and maybe some counselling, but I'm back to work in a week or two while everyone says how brave I am. Maybe I even get promoted into an even more valuable spot. You raping me really is a win-win for both of us. You get to escape and I get to work my way deeper into the government. Plus, you also get to have sex with me. That's got to count for something. Now, I'm going to take off my bra and panties. Well, rip them actually. It's not like you could or would wear them, so you wouldn't care about keeping them intact like the uniform. I'm way different without the uniform on, aren't I? The uniform makes me look harsh and domineering, but naked, I'm soft and vulnerable. So, I was thinking you should use these handcuffs to secure my hands over my head around the leg of that chair, since it's bolted to the ground. And then you just get on top of me and rape me while I'm powerless to resist. That's how the next guy finds me, naked and violated on the floor. Speaking of floors, let me lie down here. It's a bit chilly, but I've made do with worse. In a few hours, I'll be in a warm infirmary bed and sleeping on the government payroll. Now, put the handcuffs on after looping them through that chair leg. Make them tight, but not tight tight, if you understand what I'm saying. Enough to leave marks, but not cut off the circulation, okay? Yeah, that works. Now, take off what's left of your clothing and let's move on to the next phase of this escape plan. Good. This'll do. But that cock of yours won't, if you catch my drift. Not in its current state. Look, I know this entire situation probably isn't your thing, but I know you're trained in advanced seduction techniques just like me. We've both had to sleep with people we'd rather not or feign the mood. I guess I really shouldn't have had you cuff my hands over my head so soon, or I could help you get an erection going. I guess I still could, actually. Not with my mouth, though. Sure, you could sit on my chest and force that cock into my mouth, but no one here that knows me wouldn't expect me to try and bite it off. I wouldn't, of course, but maybe it's best if we skip that part. How do you feel about a foot job, though? Just to get you started? It's not really my thing, but my hands are out of question right now, and a blowjob might leave suspicious evidence behind. It's not like they're going to check my feet for anything or find anything if they do. I guess I'll start off by running the ball of my foot up and down the length of it. I've got very talented feet, but I've never tried this before. Sure, my foot has come into contact with a guy's junk before. Let's just say it was with considerable less care, though. Sorry, that probably doesn't help you get hard. Let me keep stroking your shaft with my foot while you look at my naked body, all helpless here on the floor. My arms being stuck over my head makes my breasts look nice, though, right? You're starting to get hard now. Maybe it's my foot, or maybe it's my body, or both. I think I can kind of squeeze your cock between both feet now and slowly pump your shaft with them. I really could do a much better job with my hands or mouth, but this will have to do. In an actual rape, you'd have got hard from your anger and your own dark and twisted desires, but you aren't that person. Now you're really getting nice and hard from my feet stroking your cock. I think I even have some pre-cum smeared over the sole of my foot now. I think that cock is stiff enough to properly violate my poor little pussy now. So, I guess I don't really need to explain this too much, but get on top of me. It's not like I could stop you or put up much of a fight with my arms secured over my head. Even if we're kind of the same weight, you still outweigh me by a lot, with a lot more muscle. Now, just pry my legs apart, grab them good and maybe leave some bruises with your fingers. It's all part of the show. You can get on my pussy now. Now I've made that cock all big and hard, it shouldn't have any trouble getting into me. Come on, you have to put it in. You've got to rape me. It's not really rape, but you know what I mean. We need to make this look good and believable. I can see you're not really the type for this, but it really is for the best. I don't mind much. It's for the resistance, after all. I've done far worse things to advance the cause. So you've got to put it in. Not gently either. Force it into me like you're really taking me against my will. If it helps, we'll go on three, okay? Can you do that? We have a couple of hours here, but we don't have all day, so on three. One. Two. Three. That's the spirit. You just plunge the entire thing balls deep into me. My body isn't quite ready for you, but that's the point. Now, you're a nice guy. I can tell that. A nice guy would give me and my body some time to get used to your cock. Which is why you have to start fucking the hell out of me right now. Not bad, but harder. This isn't a date. Not even a date rape. You're supposed to be a terrorist rapist animal. Keep ramming that cock into me while I struggle helplessly underneath you. I can't cooperate, of course, which hurts my pride a little. I'm actually pretty good in the sack, even without the special training. Maybe someday, after the government is overthrown, we can get together, if we're still alive, and I can fuck you properly. But for now, this pretend rape will have to do. It's still the first sex I've had for a while, which is maybe why I'm getting wetter than I should under the circumstances. But that helps you, I guess, even with my struggling. I really am pretty helpless here, with my arms cuffed above my head, my body pinned under yours, and your cock pounding away at me. Oh, now, go ahead and come in me, lover boy. Well, raper boy, at least. You want to make a little resistance soldier inside of me? Sorry, I couldn't resist messing with you. I think I'm allowed under the circumstances. But you seriously would come in me under the circumstances and not care whether I got pregnant or not? That's all part of the fake character profile they have for you in the system. You'd want to come in me to show your dominance over me. Maybe I'd beg you not to, even as I try and buck your body off me. This fuels your lust, though, knowing I don't want you to do it. That, and knowing that you're going to make me come from all of this. That wasn't part of the original plan. It's just kind of going to happen. I'll work with it, though. Maybe this will make this all feel a little less reapy to you, even if I'm still fighting it. I think my body already shows the proper signs of fighting a rape, though. If I come, I wouldn't be the first rape victim it happened to. Just between me and you, though. Even though all this is to help you escape and protect my cover, I'm kind of enjoying it. Oh, harder. We're getting closer. And my begging you not to come is driving you wild. I fought you and swore at you the entire time you were overpowering me and tearing my clothes off and then putting it in me. But now you've worn me down and I know what you're about to do. I'm about to do. We're both about to come. Do it. Oh, come in me, you raping terrorist scum. Leave your slimy cum in me. Leave me humiliated and always broken on the floor here with your cum dribbling out of my pussy. Oh, fuck. That's kind of hot. Rapist out of you yet? Well, not really. You'd never do that in a real situation, but this isn't real. The sex was, and the orgasms, and that big heart load of cum. Now, let's see how well my uniform fits on you. You'll have to wear your old underwear, but they won't see that. They'll just see the unisex military outfit. Which is a little tight on you, but it still fits. Now, you just head out of that door, and it's a straight shot to the elevator to the surface, and then another straight shot out the front door to freedom. Then it's back to work for both of us in the resistance. Oh, before you go, I was serious about getting together after all this was over. At least, if that happens in our lifetimes, then we can fuck again. Maybe something sweet. Although rough is kind of cool too. Maybe I'll have a kid then. Maybe not. It could be a regular family reunion. You're so fun to mess with. I'm probably on birth control. But you never know, do you? You did fill me up pretty good. I guess you'll just have to stay alive for a while and overthrow this government to find out for sure. Maybe it will give you some incentive, you know, save the world for your kid's sake. Maybe my sake too. Now, get out of here, hero. I'll just nap down here until my replacement shows up. Meanwhile, you've got places to go. This world isn't going to save itself, my hero. And after you've saved it, find me, and we'll celebrate with a proper date. Dinner, and drinks, dancing and talking. Although if handcuffs end up being involved again, I wouldn't be opposed to that.